Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 497 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 41 degrees and sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line, bring him in, and say good morning to Mr. Sil Liebel Jr. How are you doing, Sil?
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Just a second here. I think I got to push a different button here.
Yeah, we're not hearing you very well at all.
Okay, we'll bring it up as best as we can. Anything now, Sil?
No, it's not getting any better here, guy.
Okay, I can hear you real well now. Now you're coming across real good. So
yeah.
If that doesn't work, we'll get you on the cell phone. And
the first time you called ahead, you're perfect.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, once it goes through the board, then it gets a little tricky. So as long as you can hear, you let me know if you can't, and we'll get the cell phone involved then, okay?
Barely hear you.
Okay, just one second here. Let me see if we can do this at the same time.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
There you go. How's the weather over in Wisconsin today?
It's going to warm up. It was real cold this morning. It was in the 20s.
Okay.
It's going to warm up to 60 by Wednesday.
Okay. All righty. So I'm just finding your phone number. I don't know if this is going to work because you've only got one phone line, so I'll bet you it's going to give me a busy signal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see if we can't make this work here. I'll talk real loud. All right. So, Sil, you're in Coon Valley, Wisconsin. Born and raised there?
No. I was born in La Crosse and lived there for a short time, and then we moved. And I was raised in Berry Mills, a little unincorporated town about 5 miles south of West Salem, Wisconsin.
Okay. And
Berry Mills.
Where did you go to school, Sil?
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
West Salem.
West Salem, okay.
I graduated from West Salem in 1960.
Okay. And then...
But by that time, I was already had played 4 years with my father's band. I started with him as a freshman in 1956.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Sil Liebel. We didn't say senior or anything back in those years. It was just Sil Liebel. And, boy, he had a great band, didn't he?
He sure did. He was very, very, very popular in Wisconsin,
yep.
Minnesota, and Iowa. We were busy.
Yep. How big a band?
The crowds were awesome.
How big a
but
band?
That's when old-time music was still shining, you know.
Yes, that's right. How big a band did he go out with?
Yeah. How many what?
How big was the band? How many pieces?
Oh, seven-piece.
Seven-piece. Okay. And what instruments usually?
Pardon? Instruments?
Yeah, what instruments?
Well, two trumpets and one saxophone.
Okay.
A tuba, a drummer, piano. A lot of times a banjo also.
Okay.
And
concertina.
Electric keyboard with my sister Carol, my late sister Carol.
Okay.
And then Dad on the concertina.
Okay. Did your mom play too?
Pardon?
Did your mom play also?
No.
Nope, it was just your dad. Okay, and then you and your sister. Okay.
Yeah, me and my sister were the two family members along with one dad.
Okay, very good. And did your dad start the band, or did he take it over from somebody else?
He started his own.
He started his
own. He was a young child out in Wanda, Minnesota.
Okay.
He's already playing public jobs at the age of 13.
Oh, he was too. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was at a little town about 60 miles west of New Ulm.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that was his hometown. He grew up and went to school with Christy Engel, the guy that built concertinas.
Yes. Okay. Now, he played concertina. Did he play any other instruments?
Nope, concertina.
That was...
He had a slight trombone for a while he monkeyed around with, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, when you started playing, Sil, you played trumpet then?
I played trumpet to start, yeah. And then later on, a few years in, I bought the valve trombone for other changes in the band, and it worked out well on trio parts and harmonizing. And
okay.
So, but I 90% of my job was trumpet.
Okay. And did you ever dabble with the concertina at all?
Did I ever what?
Did you ever try out the concertina at all for yourself?
Yeah, I did. I could play a couple numbers on it, not kind of sloppy, but nothing great, but I could do it.
Sure. Yeah. So
my fingers aren't long enough.
Uh-huh. All right. And along the way, you met Marcy, huh? Marcy is your wife?
That's correct. Yes,
all
I did.
Right. How many years you guys been married?
60.
60 years already. Good for you. All right. And how many kids?
I had three daughters.
Okay.
Julie, Lori, and Brenda.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Brenda was musical, and so was Lori. Lori wound up playing keyboard in my new Jolly Swiss Boys band.
Okay. So then when your dad passed away, and when did your dad die?
It would be about 17 years ago already.
17 years already, okay.
He was 86 when he passed.
Okay. And so I'm sure you had jobs booked yet, so did you fill out those jobs then, or did you switch to the new Jolly Swiss Boys right away?
When Dad retired, I got to look here. I had it down, but anyway... he retired in 1983, I found.
83. Oh, okay.
And he was kind of sickly then he developed a cancer.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
you had already formed the Jolly Swiss.
Well, then I restarted the new Swiss Boys.
Uh-huh.
In 1985, two years after Dad had retired.
Okay. That explains that. Sure. Okay.
We were still very busy at that time, the new Jolly Swiss Boys. We went like crazy. We had bus tours and played all the around in Wisconsin and Minnesota and all the polka fests. It was great.
Yes. Now, Sil, did you have another day job besides playing?
Pardon?
Did you have another job? Did you do something else for work?
I was in the construction business. I had my own business. We were builders and masons.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's
my brother, my younger brother, who's 10 years younger than I,
uh-huh.
were partners in business for a long, long time.
Well, good.
Yeah, until I retired.
That had to be kind of challenging, too, because you have dance jobs booked, and then you're still working yet like that. So I'm sure there was many a times where you had to hold your breath to get to the dance job in time, huh?
Oh, my gosh, a lot of times, you bet. Yep. I was a busy, busy guy.
Yep, yep. Now, did your wife, Marcy, also play in the band?
She'd come and help me with the vocals.
She would.
She's done a lot of our recordings with vocals, with her and I, or her by herself.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Very good. Syl, what did you play for a trumpet? What brand did you have?
A King.
A King trumpet? Okay, very good.
King, I started out with a King brass, and then I got more expensive and went to the King silver.
Oh, okay.
Good horn.
Oh, yeah.
And I still have one that's practically new in the case here yet.
Really? Wow. Okay. And whenabouts did you put the band to rest?
Did we dress?
I say, when did you stop playing? When was the last job for the Jolly Swiss Boys, New Jollies?
Okay. Our last job was at the Concordia Ballroom in La Crosse, October 2014.
2014, so it's been 10 years now, huh? It's going to be 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. That time flies by.
Oh, it sure does. And I'll bet you...
You know, I got to be an old fella, so...
Well, but still it gets in your blood. I'll bet you miss it like such a son of a gun, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Still a lot of the musicians still around? Are they still living or a lot
yeah,
of them?
Yeah, some are.
Okay.
Most of dads are deceased.
Okay.
Are all, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because...
Tommy's here, our tuba player, yet, and I used different horns at that time.
Sure.
You probably knew some of these guys. Nick Duncan was one of them that played trumpet with me a lot.
Yes, I've had Nick on the show already, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he also played with Carl.
Yep.
Then he was kind of around. He played around with a few bands.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah. When I started, I had a lady from La Crosse. She would, her name was Bernice Celia. She's passed now. She was my second trumpet player. She was very good at it. And, you know, she was about 60 years old when she started with me.
Uh-huh.
A little blonde gal, but she could really play the trumpet.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you get any requests to bring the band out again these days, or is everything pretty much shut down?
I didn't get that one.
Okay. I was just wondering if you get any calls, any requests to...
I still do.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't figure it.
Yeah,
you
just...
Tell me, get younger, get going again.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's just
I miss it, man. I really do. It was the biggest part of my life.
I can believe that. You bet. Absolutely. And, you know, over the years, so many good occasions and events, I'm sure, that you played for. I'll bet your memory is full of them, huh?
Yeah, you bet.
Oh, yes.
You know, Dad got inducted into all the Wisconsin, I mean, the World Congress Hall of Fame for concertina players. He got into all the... Minnesota and Wisconsin Hall of Old Time Music Hall of Fame, kind of beautiful recognition and plaques. And I got a heck of a surprise here 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I got nominated in, so I got the plaque hanging on my wall, and it's wonderful.
Oh, that is great. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Syl, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. I'm going to read the ad for the meat market, and then I'll come
back.
That's
fine. I'll hang on here.
Okay. Sounds good, Syl. You bet.
You got to talk loud, though, now.
You bet. So, greetings from the St. Joe meat market. And Lent began on Wednesday, February 14th, Ash Wednesday. Of course, Lent has traditionally been a time when Christians and Catholics have abstained from eating meat or limited the amount they eat. Not eating meat is a sacrifice or penance for most people. Hats off to those who in this day and age are disciplined enough to do this. Well, everyone knows that it is still important to eat and maintain one's health. The St. Joe Meat Market has a lot of meatless ideas for you. In the grocery department, you will find breakfast cereals, pancake mix, waffles and syrup, maybe a cheese pizza. In the seafood department, salmon, smoked salmon, has become a regular item at the St. Joe Meat Market. Jesse and Ryan do such an awesome job of curing and smoking our smoked salmon. And don't forget the eggs and cheese. St. Joe Meat Market handles a wide variety of cheeses from several different dairies, including Crystal Farms, Dymock from South Dakota, and Bongard's. My favorite flavor is the horseradish cheese. Yum. some good stuff for sure. So as always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, check us out on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913. And we thank you. And Syl, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, we're going to put you a nice meat package in the mail. Hope that you and Marcy and the family around you enjoys it in good health. How's that?
That sounds wonderful.
You
bet.
It's
a pleasure talking with you, Si.
You bet. And
I tell you, you keep up the good work with the old-time music as much as you can, because it's a great thing.
It is, and you know, we're losing a lot of good musicians. I told you that Dr. Schuft died, right? Dr. Lester
Schuft.
Yeah,
you told me that. I wrote that down in my notes, yeah.
Yeah, and did you know George Matza from the Six Fat Dutchman?
Yeah, I got some of Dr.'s stuff on his CDs. So.
Sure. How about George Matza from the Six Fat Dutchman? Did you know him?
Yes, very good. He was a good buddy of my dad's, too.
Yep, and he passed away here a couple of weeks ago.
Yep, yeah, he was quite a herald, yeah.
Yep, and then Harold Luffemacher from the Six Fat Dutchman, he passed away, a couple months ago? So
yes, that's the one. I thought that's the one you had mentioned. Who'd you mention first?
The trumpet player, George Matza.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he passed away, too, a couple of weeks ago.
We used to sit in a booth and visit with Harold Laffemacher on a break time when we'd play the fests out there with my dad.
Okay.
The Gibbon Ballroom.
Okay.
That was the biggest polka fest around, one of them.
You bet. I got to ask you just a little bit more about your dad. What kind of concertina did he play back in those years?
He had a Lang.
Oh,
a Lang.
Yeah.
And then he had the Hengel built. Christie built him a special-made Hengel. Hand-filed reeds, beautiful sound works, and that's the one he played the rest of his entire career.
Now, was your dad playing before you were born? Did he start in before?
Oh, yes.
He was.
Oh, yeah.
So do you know if he was self-taught or if he took lessons?
No, it's all by the ear.
All by ear. Oh, my gosh.
And I also have to tell you, he has, in his name, 33 composed numbers that he composed and nobody else ever had, and they're all copyrighted.
So. Oh my gosh! Yeah, I was.
I don't know if you have a copy of that tape or not. So.
I do. I have. I don't have a copy
Did
of that.
They are Syl Ebel's favorites.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I have to look at the CD now, but yeah, it's Syl Ebel's originals. It says
that's the one.
Yep.
Them are all his numbers, man. He was a composer.
Oh, I guess so. And I was listening to that this morning on the way in, and I just marveled how good he could play. He was a good player.
Yeah, he was. He wasn't real like they play nowadays. They get all jazzy and all over that thing, kind of. But he was. He made it sound so nice.
Yes, he did. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that is true.
Yeah, I was very proud of my dad.
Well, very
and
good.
And I was kind of proud of what I accomplished also with it. It was a great life.
Absolutely. So we're to the end of the program. Do you have a memory? I know I've asked you in the past, and I don't remember what you've always told us. What special memory do you have to share with the listeners today about your years?
What do I have? What?
A special memory of your playing
memories?
Days? Yeah.
Well, when we first started, they had a huge ballroom in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
I'm south of here, about 100 and some miles. And it was called the Skate Capital. And the guy got a hold of me. He said, I've been hearing a lot about you. The manager's name was Ray Last. And he said, I heard about you, New Swiss Boys. He says, you're quite going pretty good. I'd like to hear you, get you down here. Well, I said, we'd love to come. If we can find an open date, and we'll... He says, I'll tell you what, though. I don't know you though that well. He says, so I'll, I won't hire you, but I'll let you take the door.
Oh.
So I said, that's fine. We'll do that. And I took my dad along to take tickets for me that day. Of course, he sat in and played a little too. Anyway, we packed the place like sardines.
Oh.
When we got done, Ray Last come up to me. He says, you're all done taking the door here. He says, I'm paying you.
Oh, that's a great story. You bet. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, very good, Sil. Well, we want to thank you once again for taking time out and joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And if it works out to do it again sometime, we'll do it again. How's that?
That sounds fine. I'd like to hang on for a while and do that. I feel good enough, I guess, even at my age. So.
Well, there you go. Good. All right. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, so you just stay right there, okay?
I'll stay here.
All righty. And so there he goes. That's Mr. Sil Liebel Jr. out of Coon Valley, Wisconsin, our 497th guest here on A Musicians Come and Play. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Sil Liebel off of his CD, Originals. Zavian is out of town checks with our theme. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 497th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 8 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 41 degrees, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. And like we had talked about on the interview, we're going to feature music of Sil Liebel, his originals right now. And here's a great number, a great polka number. We're going to dedicate this one, send this out to my good buddy Ron Eichmeier and also his brother, my uncle Ken Eichmeier. They like this one. It's one called the Champion Valley Polka. Thank you. Sil Leibel, and that is off of his Sil Leibel's originals, one called The Champion Valley Polka. And there's 31 songs on the CD. It's music from God's country, Sil Leibel's originals. Really, really good CD. So we're going to hear more of that right now. And that takes us to Landler time. One called The Bayside Landler, Sil Leibel. Pretty number there. One called The Bayside Landler. Sil Leibel, his originals. 14 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. 41 degrees here in central Minnesota. Another great polka tune here by Sil Leibel. One called Bobby's Polka. He could really handle that concertina. That's Sil Leibel and Bobby's Polka. 16 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 41 degrees our temperature here in Albany. Pretty Landler tune coming up right now. One called Swede's Landler. ¶¶ Beautiful number there, one called Swede's Landler. Syl Liebel on the concertina. All righty, 19 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 41 degrees here in central Minnesota. It's old-time schottische time. This one's one called the Bear Mills Schottische. Always fun to do an old-time schottische. Well, a good one there. One called the Bear Mills Schottische. Syl Liebel, off of his Music from God's Country, Syl Liebel's Originals. 22 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, as we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie texting me some information again this morning, and starts out with, well, let's find the beginning here. Alrighty. So Jeannie says, good morning, Chasm listeners and everybody out there. Jeannie B's Tours wants all of the listeners to know that they have found a cure for spring fever. All you have to do is dial 320-345-1581. Jeannie will take it from there. Jeannie B's Tours and a staff person will answer your questions, take your reservation. Choose from the many different tours planned first for you. The tours include one-day outings to shows, casinos, the Minnesota Arboretum, cruising Gull Lake or the St. Croix, winery tours, and mystery days, to mention a few. Minications are tours that include a minimum of one overnight to places like northern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. If it is a longer getaway you are thinking about, there are fun-filled tours heading all directions for 2 days to 2 weeks that are considered to be extended motor coach tours. Now is the time to be checking out the Jeannie B's extended flyout tours for 2025. Most of the 2024 tours are already sold out. There is still time to hop on the Treasures of Ireland, October 22nd of 2024. 8 seats are left. Call now for more information. Jeannie B's is starting a new casino schedule for a daycation the first Monday of each month. The motor coach will head to Jackpot Junction Casino for the day. This tour will include motor coach guide, $15 free slot play, bingo, and prizes and treats on the bus. You must call Jeannie B's at 320-345-1581 no later than Tuesday, February 26th to register your group. You can mark your calendars for Alaska 2025 cruise tour, and that is Alaska Call of the Wild only tours Tuesday, April 9th at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, Minnesota. Awesome narrated slide presentations will be from 2 until 4:30. Question and answers and registration time, followed by an included light meal. Second session will be presented from 5 till 7 with a question and answer and registration for those that want a guaranteed spot on the 2025 Alaska Tours. And you'll see highlights of all of the Genie B's extended 2025 flyout tours, including Germany, Austria, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Canadian Rockies, Hawaii, Colors and New England Rails. And that is all happening April 9th. Once again, call Genie B's at 320-345-1581. Remember, seeing is believing is what Genie always likes to say. And I know that was a lot of information in a short time. So again, just feel free to call Genie anytime. She's happy to talk to you, send you brochures, give you information. You'll be happy you did. 320-345-1581. Genie B's Tours, proudly bringing us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 25 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading at 42 degrees here in central Minnesota. Old time polka time with Syl Ebel. It's one called the Country Gentleman Polka. Syl Ebel and the Country Gentleman Polka. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 41 degrees here in central Minnesota. Old time waltz time, it's the Old Fiddler's Waltz. Thank you. Syl Liebel, one called The Old Fiddler's Waltz. Really pretty music there by Syl Liebel. Here's the Midsummer Polka with Syl Liebel. Syl Liebel and one called The Midsummer Polka. Here is another one, a one called The All-Star Landler, Syl Liebel. Thank you. Sil Liebel on the concertina there. One called the All-Star Landler. Time for another Schottische yet. One called the American Legion Schottische. Sil Liebel. Sil Liebel and one called the American Legion Schottische. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. And we're going to do that with a nice waltz tune, a pretty waltz tune, one called Twilight in Bohemia. Sil Liebel from his 1989 recording, Sil Liebel Originals, Music from God's Country.
And a one, two, three.
Sil Liebel, yes, from his originals, one called Twilight in Bohemia. Some good music there by Mr. Sil Liebel, and I'm very proud to have brought that to you today. Takes us to 20 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 41 degrees here in central Minnesota.